Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome once again to another fantastic week of the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show here on KFNX News Talk Radio.
KFNX.
My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And over there we got Andrew running the show. That's him. And we talk about video games. You can go over to our website, chatterboxgameshow.com, learn more about the show. You can even get online and talk to us live if you're listening live, which is 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight, East Coast, Monday nights. Now, we've got some things to talk about. I think later we're going to have someone on the show to rant about his own stuff, too.
We've got a special guest tonight.
Now, when Ara told me we're going to have a guest, I thought, all right, in studio. And I was going to tell everybody, see, you're in Phoenix, you can come on the show, just like that. Bada bing, bada boom, you've got an opinion, you come on the air. But apparently
that's how we roll. But
it's by phone.
But, you know, I have friends that are scattered all across the world, so once in a while, not able to make it.
Ara knows all these people, game designers, game developers, artists, programmers, testers, all these people. Yet we don't get copies of their games to play. I'm not getting stuff in the mail.
Well, it's a common misconception that, you know, the people who actually make the games get free stuff. They don't.
Apparently I need to know all the marketing people.
Yes, the marketing people, all kinds of free stuff. Press, all kinds of free stuff, even more.
Not enough, let me tell you.
You know, PR, all kinds of free stuff. Developers, no, not so much.
All right. Well, while we're on the topic of marketing, let me do a little marketing outside of video game land. I saw Grindhouse on Friday, and it would be a disservice.
What the F is that?
Are you kidding me?
All right. Of course not. You know where I live.
It
in the cave. On North Mountain, that's
there
right.
There it is. It would be a disservice from me to not tell people to go see this movie. Now, it's rated R. You got to be old enough to see it, but let me tell you, kiddies, sneak in. Do whatever you need to do to go see this movie. If you can play a video game, you can handle Grindhouse. Good stuff.
Alon, I'm shocked, actually.
Quentin Tarantino is involved with half of this movie, and unfortunately, he's a giant douche.
Yeah, is Robert Rodriguez involved in the other half?
Yes.
Oh, what a shocker.
So, Tarantino is a giant tool. I hate him. But somehow he manages to make movies that don't suck. So, anyway, good flick. Two flicks, actually, is how it's presented as two movies. You would like it, because one of the movies is essentially all about driving. So.
Wow, okay, well, you know, I'm a sucker for driving, so.
There you go. And the other half is also good, and involves a woman with a gun on her leg. So.
Any drugs?
Sort of.
Well, I'm a sucker for drugs, too.
So. Yeah, when I say gun on the leg, I mean her leg is made of a gun.
Okay, that's retarded.
Everyone listening has already known this. Somehow you didn't know this ahead of time. Anyway, go see that movie. Let's move on to another topic, though. We're going to move on to a topic of my movie. You may not remember, I don't know.
Your
devoted,
movie.
Devoted fans of Chatterbox remember that in the first year of our airing, I spent half the time away from the studio. I spent like a good 4 months on the road, traveling the country, making a documentary film or being involved in the taping of a documentary film.
Oh, this is the segue thing,
isn't
it?
The segue trip. Apparently, it's coming out on DVD the end of next month.
Wow, and you're in your what?
I just found out.
Starring role, cameo, bit role, what?
I mean, honestly, I've never seen the movie. I'm going to have a big premiere at the house.
So for all you know, it could be like 40 minutes straight of Alon footage.
I'm told, believe it or not, I know everyone will be surprised, that I'm the comic relief in the film. So
nice.
We'll find out when I actually see it. For all I know, they've cut me out of everything but 5 minutes. But I am listed in the credits, at least on the International Movie Database, IMDb. I've got my own little, you know, thing in the IMDb.
You think it'll be a Mike Wazowski moment?
No.
You know,
because I don't know who that is.
You know, like for Monsters, Inc., like every time he's like featured in press, there's something covering his face, so all you see is his legs, really.
No, I don't think so. Because I'm in the trailer for literally a split second. You can't even tell I'm in it, but...
Nice.
Anyway, if people are interested, I'll talk more about that later, but I found out it's finally coming out on DVD. They got a distribution deal, so I'm very happy about that. It's actually won quite a few awards at shows and stuff.
Did you get any cashola for that?
No, dude. I signed away all my rights. I did get a Segway, though, so that's good enough for me.
Hey. That works.
All right. So today I want to talk a little bit about Microsoft and perhaps a little about their greed I think that's been covered on here before.
They are greedy, aren't
they? Yeah, like before the 360 came out, and I said that Jay Allard was going on about how he wants cell phone or ringtone-like business models for the future of Xbox Live. He wasn't kidding, and they've actually been successful at it. Now, I knew they would try.
Or have they? Because are they actually telling us how much they're making off it?
You know, I don't have hard numbers, but they're a public company. We could certainly find out if we knew how to do that sort of thing. As investigative journalists,
which,
I assume we should figure it out one day.
But, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got some, you know, some financial reports from companies, but I've never looked into Microsoft's. But anyway, we should, because
yes.
Then we could find out more. For instance, I was thinking about, like, all these companies don't make a lot of money on their games and stuff. There's all sorts of companies out there that don't make money, and then they fold, and then they move to some other company. And,
well, I hear that, in fact, most games don't make money. I don't know if this is true.
That's what they say.
Actually,
but if that were true, I don't understand how there's such a huge industry if most of them don't make money.
Well, ostensibly money that they're not
making. Yeah, but there's a lot of companies that aren't big, that aren't making AAA titles. Like, there's
money that they're not
making. Yeah, but there's a lot of companies that aren't big, that aren't making AAA titles. Like, there's a lot of not AAA games out there. So AAA, by the way, is this an official term? It's said by everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows what it means. Like
you hear
I said,
it in retail, you hear it in industry.
I'm just waiting for quadruple A.
Yeah, I don't know where the single and double went. But anyway, so all these companies are not making AAA titles, but somehow the industry still exists. I don't. Anyway, Microsoft has Xbox Live, and they say they've got 6 million users, right?
Right.
And they're spending... Well, here's the thing. The 6 million user number, I'm sure, is skewed because it's probably a bunch of silver users and a lot of people who have multiple silver accounts or multiple free gold accounts. So I wonder how many are actually currently paying. And I'd love to get a number from perhaps a financial report of the count of current active paid accounts. And I'm wondering...
Gold accounts, in other words.
But active gold accounts, not like retired. Like
right.
My original one that I had for free for 2 months, Mowalon, right? The name that I like to use in all my games.
Right.
Gone. Was a gold account and is probably counted on their books as one of the 6 million.
Yeah. Surely they're using whatever metric to give them the biggest
number
possible.
The number. Yeah. And then there's all the free silver accounts that came along with the Xbox 360. Yeah, you get the free one. And so who knows? But I'd like to know in a month, how many accounts did they actually get money for or, you know, were prepaid for that existing month? And I'm wondering, in your opinion, do you think one of the 6 million, do you think you could say you probably have 1 million users, or is that overshooting it? You think it's more like 5% of the total number?
I don't know. I don't really have a lot of means to judge, but I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't a lot at all, because they have been, it seems, very interestingly silent about releasing real numbers of things like, let's say, Xbox Live Arcade downloads. They won't say what the actual numbers are. They'll say like what the most popular games are, which interestingly enough sometimes are in conflict with what they say one time and another time. But
yeah,
the only reason I can think of that they'll do this is that, you know, obviously the numbers must be so dismally low that they don't want people to know how much they're actually selling.
Well, a company wants to keep that stuff private, so I can't fault them for wanting to keep as much private as possible, because you never know where your messaging is going to go next month, right? You got to keep it under your hat, so you could basically zig and zag however you want to zig and zag.
Right, but what other reason would they have? I mean, specifically.
Well, because then Sony comes along and says, oh, we have this many of this whatever, right? So you want to keep it and be able to skew it for your own means whenever possible, right? Whatever message they're trying to get across. So I don't know. Like, part of me says 6 million, that's, or of the 6 million, you get 1 million. They're actually past 6 million now. So that's about 15%. Of your users. And part of me thinks maybe it's like only 3%. And then another part thinks it's probably more like 50. So I don't know what to think. I'm going to say 1 million users because it's a nice, easy number to work with. All right. Either way, I don't think that's too far off. At least not too many orders of magnitude, right?
Right. Well, actually, one way that would be maybe a good way to estimate is if you go to one of the most popular games and how many entries are there on the leaderboards? Assuming that they're not artificially inflating those numbers.
Well, but I mean, like, you could have a two-month account and then let it drop.
Right.
Or rather, a 48-hour, because I think, like, with the original Xbox, you were getting 2 months of Xbox Live, and now with Xbox 360, you get 48 hours of Xbox Live on the cards that come, you know, free with a game.
Really?
So
48 hours?
Yeah, dude.
Gosh, that's nothing.
Yeah. You get to try it for your weekend, and then goodbye.
Oof, that's
or
rough.
Charge your credit card. So it could be that they 300,000 people who were listed on Geometry Wars were paid for a weekend, or it could be that they're valid, but a lot of people are paid and haven't played that game. So,
well, you know what was really funny that happened with PGR3 when it first came out?
You're going to tell me.
Well, what they did was, for, I don't know, about a month or two after it first came out, these leaderboards, they had numbers into, like, I don't remember exactly, something outrageous, like 10,000, 100,000. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard I tried, I could never get below something like 11,000.
Okay, why is that crazy?
And, well, it was crazy because most of those numbers were just, I think, completely made up. Because when they, at one point, they reset everything, right? And I haven't looked at it in a while, but when I was playing it for several months afterward, right, the number of records never reached anywhere close to, and I'm talking about like a factor of 100, anywhere close to the number of records they had before.
Well,
so I think they're populating it with crash data.
After the first week that it comes out, who wants to play that game? Really? After they reset it, no one's going to be playing it again because they only played it for the first week it came out.
But I don't know. Maybe it's possible.
Order of 100 is quite a big number.
It was huge. It was big enough to be like, well, there's some funny one.
So anyway, let's guesstimate, and I have no valid research to back this up. Let's guesstimate 1 million users, right? And of paying users.
All right.
The minimum you can pay is $50 a year, $6 a month. If you're paying by a month alone, I think it's something like $9. So we'll assume everybody's paying the minimum, which gives more buffer in their favor of being conservative, right? So you're paying $50 a year. Let's say you got 1 million users. So they're getting $50 million a year just for the Xbox Live service. Now, there's a lot of infrastructure that goes into that.
Sure.
A lot of development time and a lot of workers. But something tells me that $1 million a year probably pays for the cost of Xbox Live. I mean, maybe the servers involved and setting. Do you have any idea here? $1 million is a lot of money.
I mean, I'm just going to be making stuff up, so I don't want to say too much.
I don't know, like really but large
no,
companies.
But I agree. If it truly is $1 million, if they really have that many subscribers, then their ears must be just
they are so in the
overgrown
money,
with
it's
money.
Ridiculous.
But I don't think it's even that much, though. That's the thing.
I think, and remember though, people are paying more than $50 a year for this. I think they're probably making at least $50 million a year. Revenue. Not profit, but revenue.
Well, after the break, I'll tell you why I don't think that's it.
I want to get a little, yeah, we'll get more into this when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Welcome back, folks. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And we've got Andrew back there doing the thing he does every week. Now, we were talking about...
Hey, I gotta do what I do every week.
Yeah, what's that?
Talk about UAT.edu.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
That's right. The University of Advanced Technology. They're here in Tempe. I mean, we're in Phoenix, but, you know, they're like
same
door
difference.
To each other. You cross 48th Street and slam a jam. You're in Tempe. So anyway,
literally slam and jam, because nobody knows how to drive here. But I digress.
Yeah. I actually saw a YouTube video just yesterday about it. I think it was titled "Crack Whore South Mountain Crack Whore," and it was some crazy woman going on about some. I have no idea what she was talking about, and I don't think anybody else does. And I think it was at the Circle K, right next to
your
UAT.
House.
No, right to you next to
UAT. UAT.
It might have been the one next to my house. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway. I put more YouTube videos on MySpace, by the way.
I'm impressed, Andrew. Was that like a composited multi-sound there?
That was the actual audio from the KFNX newsroom.
Oh, I
see. Got from the scene.
Andrew
very, very nice.
His good friend Tom Likas.
We're on top
to put
of it
on a
here.
Bunch of bong rips at the end of all of his shows. All right.
So we were talking about Microsoft stuff.
Yes, we were.
And we were talking about how much do we think that Microsoft is making with their whole online service thing, right?
Yeah, you wanted to tell me why you don't think they're making $50 million a year.
I don't think that they're making that much, and this is going to lead into what we originally wanted to talk about, because, for example, there's a little incident that happened in the press between Microsoft and, what's his name, Epic Games people.
Mark Rain.
Yeah, where they were like, oh, we want to offer this content for free, and Microsoft's like, no, we want people to pay for it.
That's exactly why I was talking about this.
And I think that if they were making a whole buttload of money off of this, then I think they would have been more apt to say, oh, well, if you want to give this for free, go ahead. But I don't think that they are. I think that they're kind of scavenging.
Hang on. What company, what large company with stockholders would say, oh, just give this stuff away for free when we can make money?
No. Okay. You know what? I understand that point. And maybe they just want to make money on everything, right? And that is a good point. But I think that if they were making so much money, then I don't think that they would care so much about, you know, something like this, where if someone wanted to give something away for free, I don't think that they would push back.
So I don't know so much about that logic. And I don't think that that denies that they're making money at all, because their goal is always to make money, especially because in the grand scheme of, you know, the Xbox department or the video games department.
Right. I'm just saying that they wouldn't be so hard up on, you know, pushing back so hard on such a thing.
Maybe it's because they lost so much money on the Zune. I mean, the entertainment department.
Maybe they're still trying to recover from Microsoft Bob. Who knows?
Yeah, it might be considered. I don't know if the entertainment division is making money. In fact, it's probably one of their divisions that's making the most money right now. But again, listen, I don't look at their financial report on a daily basis. But I think they're probably bringing in revenue of $1 million or more through Xbox Live. And so this is why I was talking about it, because of the Mark Rain thing. Because, like Ara said, apparently Epic wants to release the two new maps. Like, we remember the first two maps that they released, they were free to users, but it was because it was sponsored by the Discovery Channel, which means Microsoft still got a bunch of money. And don't forget, by the way, that they got a whole bunch of money for Xbox Live stuff that's not related to just me paying $50 a year for it, which I don't even pay because they gave it to me. But
so where else do they get money from?
They get money from...
besides the Discovery Channel.
Well, people downloading all the stuff. They get a bunch of money from games that are released on Xbox Live. They get money from video rentals. They get money from... I don't know how much you remember, because you weren't on Live all that much, but I'm sure you remember the advertising that was all over it about TV shows and movies and other video games. Like, companies are paying for that advertising.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know what how much they're paying, but of course we'll never know.
When Mountain Dew sponsors the... Well, Mountain Dew sponsored the Xbox 360 release, and I wonder if they actually paid for that. Microsoft probably made a deal where they gave them the free Xboxes, but the Discovery Channel guaranteed paid for that sponsorship. I mean, they were saying, we can bring this to you free because of the Discovery Channel, so thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they paid a buttload of money for that. So it's not just the $50 million they're getting from me, or from users, I mean. They're getting a bunch of money from all the stuff that they spend beyond their Xbox Live membership and all the money that they get paid for advertising and then video rentals and all that stuff. So lots of income. And then this company comes to them and says, all right, we want to release these two maps for free as well. And maybe the reason they want to do that is because Epic, as a company that's primarily PC related, or at least they have been traditionally, They're used to giving stuff to people for free because they want to build their user base. They want to build familiarity with their tools. They want to build recognition of their name.
Besides whether they're used to it or not, maybe they understand that, you know, something like a map, they'll get way, way more exposure if they gave it away than if they charged people for it.
Yeah, more people would have it. More people would continue to play their game. More people would be interested in sequels. More people would be interested in other things developed by that company. And then the thing is, and I'm not trying to say Microsoft doesn't have this right. Like Mark Rain said, you know, this, what was reported about, you know, what I said on some podcast or whatever was taken out of context. You should listen to the podcast. And moreover, you know, Microsoft has their own store. They get to do what they want. They published the game. They pretty much get to decide how they want the game to run.
But he did clearly say that Microsoft and his company are clearly opposed, have clearly different viewpoints on how they should approach
it. Yeah, he wasn't trying to say he was upset or anything, but he was making it clear. And I'm sure he's just being nice and all. But he made it clear, like, they feel this way, we feel this way. At least it seemed clear to me. And I wonder, they're making all this money, and I really think it is in their best interest, especially because we're already paying. Like, what is Xbox Live supposed to do for me? It brings to me a service which is free on the PC. It's free on the PS2. It's free on the Wii and the DS and the PSP. Why am I paying you? I'm paying you for convenience of gamer tag and some things which are persistent and unique to your service plan, right? And that's great. I think it's good. But at the same time, like, if a company, like you were saying, if they want to release it for free, and there are benefits to releasing it free, it's not just a complete loss of revenue for them.
Well, no, it never is, right? Yeah. I mean, if there's value in what you're giving away.
Yeah, there are clearly intangible benefits, and tangibles that are just difficult to measure.
Sure.
I think they should pay attention to that, because we're already paying them for the service. There should be some sort of benefit. Like, the people who don't have Xbox Live, who aren't online, Right. They don't get it for free.
Nope.
Maybe the silver people don't get it for free. Makes total sense. They're not playing too much multiplayer anyway if they're not on Xbox Live Gold. I mean, they could play in their house, but not too many people are these days. So I think I'm just a little bit upset that people are paying all this money for Xbox Live, and then a company comes along and wants to do it for free, and they're not even letting them.
Yeah, well, here's the reason why I think that they're doing this, besides what I already said.
Microsoft, you mean?
Right. I mean, specifically, right? Besides just the fact that they're just so greedy and they want all the money, is that they want to set a precedent, because this kind of economy is so new. They want to set this precedent of, we're going to get people accustomed to paying for this in a certain way. And if we do this for a while, then no one will ever think of, maybe we should get this for free. Just like it happened with, you know, video games. We're accustomed as consumers to pay $30, $40, $50, maybe $60 for a video game. People are accustomed to pay,
they're trying to change.
Right, $14.99, $20 for DVDs. DVDs don't cost any less to make. The movies don't, certainly. They're priced that way because that's what we expect to pay, and that's the precedent they want to set.
Yeah, and Microsoft's always been trying to change the business model of the video games by adding Xbox Live and all that. All right, we'll have a guest next segment. If we can get him on the line, stay tuned.
This is Joe Kukin from Command & Conquer 3, and you're listening to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show.
Once again, welcome back to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. My name is Alon.
My name's Ara.
Now, before we move on to what we're actually going to do this segment here, I just went on to the chat room here. I want to remind everybody you can go to our chat room, chatterboxgameshow.com. There's a link to it in the menu. I recently went back on the forums of our website, and people are all bitching and whining that I haven't been on the forums. Now, first of all, no idea that my presence on the forums was so vital. These forums.
People need a leader, you know?
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, the Penny Arcade forums don't need the guys from Penny Arcade to be on the forums. They exist just fine. They have a lot of people backing them up, though. The reason I mention this is I wanted to thank the guy who's basically been cleaning them up from all the spam. There's all this spam happening.
Yeah, that's no good.
I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to buy Viagra, and I was like, you know what? It turned into a shop for Viagra.
Who spams forums? What's up with that?
I don't know. There's plenty of it. And I got a little sick of it. So I stayed away for a while, and then I got, you know, you guys, I work a day job. I used to be low on the ladder, and had all this extra time to go on the forums during work.
Now you're cashing six-digit checks and still breaking necks.
I got myself, the radio show is cool. It doesn't pay the bills, though, right? I got myself a little promotion at work, a little bit more time taken out of my day. Not a lot of time to go into the forums. But I wanted to thank Emma Cooley, or however the hell you pronounce his online name. Leader of the chat room and the forums. I appreciate the work he's putting in, and I'm going to try and be on the forums a little bit more often now, since apparently people want me to be there, although those losers saying bad stuff. And bad stuff on my own forums about me. Like I neglect, like I don't care. I do care. I just couldn't waste my time with the Viagra. It was too crazy. We have all this stuff going on in our lives. Real lives.
That's right.
You and me both. You in your cave and me at work.
All right. I have a job, too.
So, Andrew, do we have... we've got somebody on a phone.
All right. So, we have a special guest this segment. His name's Aaron. He used to work with me on previous projects. He's a game artist. And Aaron...
Can we say what previous project you two worked on together?
Well, we both worked on the Red Star.
You did both work on the Red Star.
Which is coming out this 18th, April 18th. Everyone go buy it.
Wow, marketing like crazy. I got a movie next month, and you got a game.
That's right.
Fantastic. Neither of us making money from either of them.
So, Aaron, are you with us?
Yes.
You are on Chatterbox,
my friend. I have no idea where to start.
Okay, well, Aaron, now I've heard that you have some strong feelings about how game designers present themselves in the video games media.
Yes.
Now, how often do video game designers present themselves in the media?
Good or bad? Not too often, actually.
That's one of the points I wanted to make.
Yeah, not too often. But when they do, you see, okay, when you work in the industry, everyone is an equal, you know, no matter how high up and how low you are in the project, you know. And then you have, you know, there's the people that are usually in a game, the ones that are making the calls are the producers or the money pushers and everything like that, you know. So you know, it's not like Hollywood where you have an actor that can run an entire movie.
So you basically it's the accounting suits and the people that they yell at.
Exactly.
Okay.
So right now, like, let's just say I'm the greatest animator in the world and I work on a game, it doesn't matter. You know? As opposed to like an actor where he's like the great, like Tom Cruise, for example. He can work on any movie in the world, and when he gets out there, you know, he can make the movie, you know, he talks about the movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, he goes out there and he...
That's sort of their gig. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what they do, you know, they go out and they publish the movie.
That's an interesting point, because, you know, they don't like to do that so much with the people who work on the games. Maybe producers will talk about games.
No, they don't.
Maybe lead designers, but, you know, an artist here, a designer there.
I mean, you, like, think about art, like, the projects we worked on, like, lead designers are 10% of the game compared to everybody else. You know, like, you have an animator has just as much duty as a designer does, you know?
Well, you know, it's a team effort. These things don't get made by themselves.
Effort, yeah. And
yes, but some things, you got to understand, like, there's got to be a certain amount of importance placed on a designer that isn't necessarily on an animator. Like, an animator, I don't want to belittle their work. But
no.
It could
That's
be outsourced.
Example.
I mean, anyone can go in and do that animation job, The designer takes, you know, they have thought that might not be the same thought a different designer would have, and it changed the whole flow of a game.
Okay. I said an animator because that's what I primarily do, but that was a bad example. Like, even like an environment artist, you know, or anybody, and like even a regular designer on the project is just as important as the lead designer. You know, like, because everyone, like, when you work in a game, like, everyone goes in and they have this, like, big meeting, and everyone puts in their thoughts, you know? Like, it's not like this one guy has this idea, like Steven Spielberg, for example, and he goes in and he's like, I have this idea, you know, I have all this money, and I'm going to make this game. It's not like that.
Maybe it is to some people.
All right, so let's get back on track here, though. The complaint is how people represent themselves?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so...
Yeah,
exactly?
I know that's not your beef, Aaron. You had another beef. You had bigger beef.
My beef is just the way that the game industry is going, and it's taken this like left turn in the way it should be going. And like,
all right, where is it going? What's happening?
It's turning into tits and ass, and like, okay.
Listen,
right
I
now,
like that.
Our American, the guy that's representing the American game design, you know, game is either. You have Gears of War and you have God of War. Or, I'm sorry, Gears of War and yeah, God of War, that's right.
You know, yeah, Cliffy B, he's totally my man. Anyone who's listened to the show knows how much I respect Cliffy B.
Who's after Cliffy B?
What was that?
God of War.
God of War is David Jaffe.
Yeah, and you have this guy coming out there and, like, cursing his ad hit off, and he comes out and he's like, everyone loves him, right? And then...
Well, everyone loves his... Oh, buddy! Do we have a finger on a button over there, Andrew? Are you running the show properly?
I'm sorry.
Oh, buddy. Do we have a finger on a button over there, Andrew? Are you running the show properly?
I'm sorry. Like, we have this guy.
We can't have that.
It's only a radio station here, pal.
Oh, the filthy language. What are you bringing on my show?
I'm sorry. It's a long story.
Oh.
So you have these guys, and they're on the forum.
What's the long story about it?
Long story.
Alon and I use the same words, just not in the freaking radio.
Long story about how he grew up with his mom, and it... And he didn't learn the ins and the outs of etiquette on radio. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Let's forget it ever happened. I'll forgive when I get my $380,000 bill in the mail.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Sorry, dude. So, like, it's really frustrating. Like, as a game industry guy, like, working in the industry and like seeing these, like, just seeing the way it's developing, like the way that it's not going. It's really not. I don't know how to explain. Like, it's more of this like. This people are out there just trying to... It's like EA is running the whole show, if you know what I mean.
Okay, see, I think I kind of understand what you're getting at, although it sounds like you're having a hard time expressing it, right?
I'm totally.
You've got an entire industry.
There's so much to go. Like, I can start, like, with one thing and then go on and go on and go on and just... It's...
So we can all recognize the game industry is run by a very large group of people and represented by a very small group of people. Although, I think this is true in a lot of industries, right? We talk about the game industry. So Cliffy B has been a classic example. Well, actually, that's not so true. Not a classic example. He's the modern example.
Latest example.
I've always felt like Miyamoto, although he doesn't outwardly really talk much, at least not in our media, since he doesn't speak very good English, right? But he's always been like, I know him, but I don't know the 1,000 people that worked on all the Mario games, right? And he probably didn't touch a line of code in any recent game, but he's still the figurehead, and I respect him, even though there's all these other people that were involved that I should, you know, probably want to kiss their butts too for making this great game.
Probably more so.
Yeah. And so I can understand that. And the thing is, I personally haven't read too much about David Jaffe going crazy in the media, but the Cliffy B thing, we all know I don't like Cliffy B too much.
Right.
Well, Cliffy B isn't he's compared to Jaffe. I mean, Jaffe's.
All right, give me an exact example. What did Jaffe do that upset you?
Well, he didn't do anything that upset me. I'm actually really glad. Like, I respect the fact that he's putting a face on games right now. Like, I like what he's doing. I just don't like the way that it's going about, if that makes any sense.
Well, how is it going about?
Well, it's he comes out and, you know, he's like, hey,
wait, other
guys.
Than the fact that he cusses all the time.
Well, yeah. The whole cursing thing. Like, yeah, that's...
Which he doesn't do on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem.
No, it's not that. It's like, it's good that Cliffy B is a face in the industry. Like, I really like that. Like, that's awesome. It's like, okay, this guy, like, people see Gears of War, and like, you know, in time, they'll switch, like, you know, they'll see his face. So, like, okay, this is, you know, this guy. And then they'll, like, you know, they'll play God of War and be like, oh, this is this guy, you know? And that's good. That's
so I'm having really a hard time understanding your beef here.
Okay, I think he's getting to it.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I'm saying, like, what the problem is this, you know, they're, like, in the game industry, like, you know, you put a face to something. Like, let's say Tom Cruise is acting in a movie, right? He's like, okay, whatever, and he goes out and he does Mission Impossible.
Yes.
And everyone's like, okay, you know, Mission Impossible. And then Tom Cruise goes out and he, like, dresses like a woman or something. Then everyone in the world, like, complains about it, and then it's, you know, whatever. You know, everyone gets mad about it.
Okay,
but
so
you don't see the film industry, like, reacting to it like the way that the game industry does. Like
maybe that's because you're not reading the same forums. I mean, you mentioned forums earlier. Like,
yeah,
you go on a
Kotaku,
forum,
for example.
You go on an internet forum about anything. You go on an internet forum, and I'm not lying to you here. You go on an internet forum about cutting coupons. My ex-girlfriend really loved to cut the old coupons. She was in a coupon club. There was a forum. There is bitching and whining about their coupon club. No matter where you go on our forum, you got people bitching and whining about us.
It's really an amazing phenomenon.
They're on our website bitching about us. You go on any forum.
People just love to complain, really.
Yeah, whining.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a good metric.
But
for...
Sony, like, okay, the way that they reacted to, like, Jaffe's little, like, they released that game. What is this game that Jaffe's working on now? This
Calling All Cars.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they like, showed some stuff, and the forums lit up about how it looked like crap.
Well,
so then, like... Somehow he appears on game trailers on this, like, big press release. He didn't attack, but he was, like, defending himself on the game, like, about the whole, like, why the game probably no one will like it or whatever, you know, like, oh, it's okay, and it just seems really, like, I don't know, like, game designers now, like, people that are, like, in the game industry, like, I think we're too immature, you know what I mean? Like, we're not as mature as, like, Hollywood, for example. Like, crap that's being given to us. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's clear, since we're, what, 20 years old versus 100 years old?
Pretty much.
All right. I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to move on to a couple other things on the next segment. So thank you, Aaron. I'm still, I have to admit, a little bit confused.
I have to say I'm a little bit too.
I don't have the exact sightings of what's going wrong. But I appreciate his willingness to call in the show. Other people do not do that as often at 866-536-1100.
We love phone calls.
We'll be back.
KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Chatterbox.
Welcome back, folks. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara.
And I'm Alon.
And we talk about video games every week.
On KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 in Phoenix, Arizona.
My favorite video. I'm
starting to stick that in. I want to remind people we're actually on the radio.
Yes.
Who knows how long that's going to last.
Indeed.
Andrew's got a smirk on his face. All right.
Housekeeping? Any housekeeping items?
UAT? I mentioned that a couple times in the show. I got to remind people, UAT.edu. I think we actually have a listener who might even go to that school.
Oh, yeah?
I went there. All right. Listen, good times. But I'm done.
Hot,
doing the radio
hot chicks.
Show. There are now, apparently. Yeah,
apparently.
Remember
two.
When I talked about Cliffy B? Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently. They pierced themselves up. More than two. I've seen a few.
Maybe three.
I would say if you go there, your chances of hooking up with the hot chicks without chemical assistance, probably slim to none, just because the ratio is so hard. You know?
Yeah.
But
if you want chicks, go to maybe a normal school.
Well, ASU's down the road.
Right.
I'm just good luck.
Does anybody there talk to chicks, though? Like, the ratio would be so high just because everybody else is just too busy.
No, they'd run screaming with their arms in the air. There's
No. They talk. Listen, because the girls need help on the programming. If they're, and they're, hey, how do you do this?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I'll show you how to dereference your pointer.
Yeah. So definitely they'll talk to. So anyway, some hot chicks. That's our tagline. Go to uat.edu. There are some hot chicks.
Works for me.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a listener who's actually calling the show. I was just complaining that people aren't calling.
And now you have a call.
And now we have one. So actually wants to talk about a topic that's relevant to this episode of the show. So let's bring on Ted. His real name's not Ted. Online name is Ted. You are on Chatterbox, my friend.
How's it going, Ted?
Hey, not too bad.
All right.
I do go to UAT. It's a fun school. But besides that, I just wanted to make a comment about Epic and Microsoft charging for the new maps. I think it's a bunch of crap.
All right. Now, we were talking about this earlier, and we were talking about how Microsoft makes a bunch of money off of Xbox Live. In my very crude estimation, a whole ton of money off of Xbox Live.
Yeah,
and I was thinking,
definitely.
Couldn't they just give us a map? Couldn't they hook a brother up? As I say that in my whitest voice possible. So what are your feelings here?
Epic wants to give these maps out for free, and Microsoft making them charge for it is a bunch of bullcrap. I'm trying not to swear here. But, Microsoft
makes
so much money off of gold as it is. There's no reason they need to charge for maps. I mean, the cost comes from making the maps, not bandwidth for downloading them. Bandwidth is going to be minimal compared to developing maps.
But Microsoft is the publisher of the game.
I know. Microsoft obviously gets a piece of this money when they're selling these maps. But, I mean, it comes down to Microsoft being, you know, just a jerkbag corporation trying to make a few more pennies on top of their billions of dollars.
Aren't you just miffed that you just have to pay for something? I mean, you know,
no,
they...
It's not I'm upset to pay for something. It's the fact that Epic wants to give it for free.
Hmm.
And it's Microsoft saying, no, you need to charge for that.
See, and this is
what... they want this whole system where everybody has to pay for everything. And even developers want to give it out for free, and they should let them do that. Because, I mean, people are already paying for gold. But that's paying for bandwidth. You know, the map itself is paying for the content, and Epic wants to give the content for free. You're paying Microsoft for the service of Live already. There's no reason to pay for the service twice.
See, and you, I know, have not been listening to the show because you've been away from a computer and a radio for the duration of the show, but you're bringing up exactly the points that we brought up, where I was saying, you're already paying for Live, and then Ara says, well, actually, I mean, they want to create this precedence, this environment where you're used to spending money, and I think if they avoid free things completely that aren't sponsored by someone else giving them money in place of me, that's exactly it. They want to create this precedence where because they make money off of anything, a video download, a picture pack download. If it's on Xbox Live, Microsoft is getting a huge cut. I think it's in the realm of 50% of what is paid for anything at all that's on Xbox Live. I think they get 50%. I don't know how real that number is.
I've heard different numbers, but either way you cut it, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, a picture pack, they're selling images, which have no real, you know, all it is bandwidth and some storage space on a hard drive, which is essentially nothing. So they're making money on that. But I think what they're doing, it's not just that they're upset about maybe the option of releasing these two maps for free. It's that they want to make sure that nothing is ever free on their service. You're going to pay for it.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I'm not against paying for content entirely, like downloading some extra quest or whatnot on Oblivion or whatever. Like, I'm fine with that if the developer wants to charge for that. But if it comes down to the fact that it's Microsoft forcing a company to charge for content, that's what I'm not happy about. Like, if it's legitimately, you know, paying for something, that should be paid for, whatever, you know, go ahead and charge for it. But
this is something really interesting. I'm thinking that maybe Epic did this on purpose because, right, you're just pissed because Epic wants to give it to you and Microsoft won't let them. But,
yeah.
but if Epic wanted it to charge you, maybe not wouldn't have been so pissed.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine if Epic said, we're going to charge for maps.
Maybe like, this is some kind of like a public
Why don't you tell the people at the dinner table to shut up?
All right. Thank you, Ted.
All right.
Thank you for calling Chatterbox. We're going to continue talking about this now.
Andrew's beside himself.
Yeah. He was on a bus, man. On a bus. We could hear him better than almost every caller who's ever called into this crappy phone system we got here, so I'm not complaining. The thing is, like, yeah, they want to create this environment, but my question is, like, it's not a question really. I'm not so upset about it because Microsoft's the publisher, meaning they're the ones who make the calls on the pricing of this game, on the release. Like, they make all the decisions, all
right? Right.
They pay someone to develop the game. That's Epic. And they pay them well for it, I'm sure. Cliffy B is not struggling. And now they want to manage it how they want to manage it. My concern is, are they going to restrict another developer and publisher, or just publisher, of some other content? Are they going to force them to charge for something?
They are.
It's like, well, you're using our bandwidth.
Yep.
It's our store. We're going to have to advertise it and put it on the list. You're going to have to charge for it. That will upset me. Just like what Ted was just getting at. If they want to give it away for free, you should. In this case, I'm not so upset since Microsoft's really the one who makes the decisions. It's just that their little meeting internally, the person who actually has the vote, disagreed with Mark Rain, who's traditionally involved in their stuff.
Right.
So it sucks for them, but whatever. It's Microsoft's decision. When it's another publisher coming along, if Bizarre Creations wants to give me Geometry Wars in the future for free, or something else.
Microsoft will say no again and charge money.
Microsoft will say no. And what's worse is a game can't go for less, like there's a minimum price for a certain product, right?
Right.
And I'd like to think that if the developer wanted to give it away for free, then at least Microsoft would say, okay, then, you know, we're going to take our cut, which would normally be $250 instead of, you know, charging $5. We'll take our 50%, $250, and just release it for that, you know, to cover their cost or something. But that's never going to happen. And we're going to keep a very, you know, systematic approach to these things where it's always going to be charged this type of price, you know, released on Wednesdays all the time. Every game's going to cost either $5 or $10 or $15, right? They're not going to have weirdness happen, which is good.
Well, I don't really have a problem with it because, I mean, hey, it's free market, right? So they can charge whatever they want, and if people agree with it, then they'll pay what they're asking. And
yep.
if they don't, they won't, and they won't make money.
And they release it on PC, though. Are the maps going to be free on PC?
The one thing that does piss me off is that because it's their own personal private thing, they can pretend like they're making money. They can completely just put on a different public image on whether they're making money off it or not, and they can kind of like manipulate it that way.
So in other words, make themselves look good by saying they wanted it to be free even though they knew it would never be free?
Or do something. I mean, it's, you know, we have no idea what they're doing. We have no idea how much money they're making or whatever, so they can craft their own image.
Not my concern, but I hope Microsoft doesn't force this upon, you know, future things that are downloadable. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. As always, Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and you can listen to our, well, you can view us at chatterboxgameshow.com.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.